Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. I'm Pastor Kyler Lanier, filling in one more time for Dr. Walt Lanier. Dr. Walt Lanier will be back on the radio broadcast next week, but today I just want to say thank you for tuning in on your Saturday and spending this time with me to be able to open up God's Word. There are a lot of different ways that you could spend your Saturday afternoon, but spending it together in God's Word is time well spent. This week we've looked at an introduction to the book of Proverbs in the first 7 verses of chapter number 1. And so today, I want to finish up our introduction and just remind you about the verses that we've already covered before we look at what's new today. Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 2, we saw the need for education. Verses 3 and 4, we saw the need for realization. Verse 5 is the need for participation. Verse 6, the need for examination. And verse 7, the need for initiation. And that is the outline that we'd looked at during this week. And I want to remind you that the entire point of Proverbs is to think better. The path of Proverbs is to live better. And the power of Proverbs, that is to win better. And Proverbs outlines 3 people: the wise, the simple, and the foolish. And an easy definition of them are as follows. The wise is a person who knows what is right and does it. The simple is the person that doesn't know, and so they can't do it. They are ignorant. The foolish person is the person that knows but rejects it. And here's the thing, after we go through the book of Proverbs, we no longer qualify for the category of the simple. We no longer get to say, I didn't know. So our choice will determine whether we fall under the category of the wise, because we know what's right and do it, or the foolish, where we know what's right and we reject it. So hopefully from our introduction, you've understood our need to be able to learn more from the Word of God. We need to exercise ourselves intelligently. Remember, we have been entrusted with the earth. We're intended to be intelligent. We are an intelligent creation from an intelligent creator. But here's an important part of that. Your behavior does not change or define your creation or your origin. There's a lot of things in society today that are all backwards and upside down because they think that their behavior will change or define their origin or the way that they were created. And that's just not true. I have a great example of this from when I was younger. I grew up on a farm and we had a lot of animals. One of the animals that we had was a deer. We had 2 of them, an albino deer and then a spotted whitetail. And the spotted whitetailed deer learned how to bark just like a dog. We had some dogs out there on the farm, and that deer picked up that trait, and it was the most hilarious thing to come outside and hear a dog barking and turn and realize that it was the deer. Well, just because that deer began to mimic the sounds of a dog, did that make that deer a dog? Did that change its intended purpose? Did that change its origin? Well, no, absolutely not. You are an intelligent creation that chooses to exercise or express itself in sometimes, pardon the language, an idiotic manner. So I hope you notice that. We might be an intelligent creation, but that does not mean that we all behave intelligently. We are intelligently designed. And Proverbs combats this bluntly and directly, this truth about the importance of how we think. And we spoke about the importance of thinking all this week, to stop and consider. Our lives are marked by busyness. What do you have planned? What are you doing? What are you up to? It goes on and on. It's ingrained into our culture. Nobody really sits down and says, what have you been thinking about lately? When someone does ask that, do you know what our first response normally is? Nothing. Has anybody said, what are you thinking about? And your response being, nothing. Why do we say that? Well, normally, it's out of shame. Well, today, now that we've seen this week the things that we need, today to wrap up our study, I want to look at the what of Proverbs and the who of Proverbs, as well as the way of Proverbs, or how we are able to improve our thinking. So the what is discernment, and we talked about that this week. So we're not even going to establish what a proverb is yet. Right now, we're just going to get our thinking cap on. So in short, the purpose is to apply divine wisdom to daily living, or to think better. It's about thoughts that yield the fruits of good actions. The book of Proverbs is a textbook on how to live a godly life through repetition of wise thoughts. And if you remember from school, repetition is the mother of all learning, is what we were taught. And you would learn over and over again the same principles until they were embedded in your very thinking. It became second nature to be able to respond to some of these answers or to understand how mathematics worked or grammar. Well, the book of Proverbs is a textbook on how to live a godly life through repetition of wise thoughts. It's to think better. Don't miss the point of the book. Because Proverbs 14:15 says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." We ought to look well to our going, to our life. We ought to be very careful about the things that we think about, knowing that it has an impact on the direction that our life will go. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them." And it talks here about the effect of unrighteous influences and how it's movable. The whole purpose is to keep us distracted, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. This world will keep you busy, busy, anything to keep you from stopping and just thinking. Everywhere is a distraction. We need to ponder the path of life. Proverbs 23, verses 6 and verse 7 says, "Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." Here again, it highlights the importance of the mind, of our thoughts, and of our heart, and not just our outward actions. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." A wise man considers and thinks. Think on these things. We're even instructed that in the New Testament, in the book of Philippians, about to think on some things. We need to think on the instructions that are given throughout the book of Proverbs. That's the what. Then the who. Well, who is this for? We saw in verses 4 and 5 of chapter number 1, it's to the simple. It's also to the wise man. Let me read verses 4 and 5 from chapter 1 to you one more time. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. So we've seen the simple, the young. Verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. It is for everyone. The simple, the wise, the young. Proverbs chapter 8, the first 5 verses describe it this way. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. This is the who. It is for everyone. Wisdom cries out all around us. The truth of the Lord rings out, but we become distracted and we fail to notice it. We become distracted and we fail to think on it. And so Proverbs is going to help us. It's going to help us think better. And now the way or how. Well, I want to remind you of the origin of Solomon's wisdom. And it's not from 1 Kings chapter 3, or also recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, where the Lord appears to Solomon and asks what he'd like, and Solomon says, wisdom. I'd like to remind you that if he asked that, he already had some wisdom to begin with. So what is the origin of Solomon's wisdom? How did he receive these things? Well, we find that James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's the where. That's the origin, not just the process. Solomon, he asked, but he asked for the people's sake. And where did he receive such wisdom? How did he gain wisdom? Well, Proverbs 1:8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. David taught his son Solomon. Solomon's wisdom came from his father. We see the example all throughout Scripture. Whether it's your earthly father or a spiritual father, we need somebody to help disciple us and to lead us and to encourage us and be an example. We need a father in the faith, and we need to be a father in the faith at some point. God uses people in our life to educate us, exhort us, and encourage us. This is the process. God is the origin, and he uses people around us as part of that process. The use of wisdom is ahead for the future. The pursuit, the learning of it, is behind from what has already come. And the source is above. If you do not seek it, you will never find it. So it's my prayer that you will seek after wisdom, especially throughout the book of Proverbs. Well, thank you again for tuning in today. From now until next week, may God bless you richly, is my prayer.